Okay, we're recording. I think it's already gone. I changed this out, now we get 10 minutes to talk. We're not going to talk. Let's be subdued here. Okay, so I'm going to read you what I wrote last night.
Okay.
That's my prediction. It is the end of it. That's my prediction here. 17-14 and halftime. A very uneasy crowd, and then we break open in the second half. So,
get that first part right.
Would you call this an uneasy crowd?
I'd call it an uneasy and probably pretty sedated crowd. I mean, there haven't been a lot of explosive plays. I think the defense has done a decent job with the exception of that last drive against Youngstown. But, yeah, I think the crowd should definitely be uneasy right now. 7-6 is not where you want to be.
First downs, 10-4 Youngstown. Rushing, 85 them, 22 us. Total yards, 169 them, 129 us. Okay, let's talk line play. So the push they're getting on that last drive, the push that Youngstown got, that's like severely disturbing, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that they've been doing and having success with is if they're going to, you know, some gap schemes or, I mean, they've done a good job of optioning the edges, but, you know, Youngstown has done a nice job of double teaming, whether it's a tackle and a tight end or a tackle and a guard, and getting a lot of movement there at the point of attack. And then what happens is you open up a pretty big lane there to run in. And, well, if you have a linebacker or a safety coming to fill that, you know, he winds up having to fill 4 yards of space as opposed to one.
Yeah. So 20, what was it again? 22 rushing yards? I would have bet millions against that today. What are you seeing, line wise, the other way?
Well, that, just not getting any push. You know, and I don't think Youngstown is necessarily selling out to stop the run or anything like that. I think certainly what they were most likely most concerned about was the Illinois passing game, given all the hype that West Lund has gotten. And we've seen that passing game click a couple of times, but they seem to be running just kind of a base defense. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where 10 guys can do their job on one play, and you got one guy maybe not getting their block or holding it as long as they can, and therefore, the play just kind of explodes.
So, Lunt's first half as an Illini quarterback, what do we got? 11-18 for 107 and a touchdown, no picks, although there should have been a pick that was dropped. Not awful, I guess, but, I mean, you know, time of possession here. Well, let me look up time of possession. That's got to be ridiculous. It's got to be twice.
Very lopsided, right? I'm sure.
Yeah. 17-20 them, 8-48 Illinois. And that's... It's not updated yet, but they had it for the rest. So it's going to be like 20 minutes to 8 minutes. I would say that's not good.
No. And I think what it looks like is the game plan coming in was, hey, let's get Lunt settled down a little bit. His first game as starting quarterback for Illinois. There's been a lot of discussion about him, a lot of expectations. Get him settled down. And I think we saw that, you know, hit some intermediate routes, some out routes, things like that. Threw a couple of screens early. Pretty conservative play calling to start the game, which I understand. Then they kind of started to open it up a little bit where the offensive line is really having trouble is picking up some stunts from Youngstown State. And, you know, they got our right side a couple of times with just some TEs where the tackle goes out and the end loops in. And then they did it on the other side and got us. So where we've had a lot of trouble picking those up or when it's basically two on two and the guys need to communicate better and pass it off, because right now the problem has been the guard is not coming back on the looper inside. He's worried too much about the penetrator because they're not realizing twist, and it's that tackle's responsibility to yell twist, 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 and bump him off and get back. So that's where they've struggled. I mean, Youngstown's not really selling out, blitzing like crazy or anything like that. I actually thought they'd be a lot more aggressive on defense than they have been, and the point is they haven't had to, because they've been able to stop the Illini with their base stuff, which is troubling. So I think that's something they're certainly talking about at halftime right now, and we'll see how this team does with halftime adjustments.
So this isn't video, but I'd like you to point out to our listeners what I'm doing right now.
You're like wiping your brow.
And why am I wiping my brow?
Because you're sweating.
And why would you say I'm sweating right now?
Well, because the score's 7-6.
Against a FCS
team.
In
Champagne.
Champagne. Okay, yeah. And
opening day.
Opening day, okay. And if, not saying it'll happen, but just say if we happen to lose today.
That would be the first time in program history.
Yes, and then what would you guess, Martin, what would you guess would happen to me?
Oh, I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about either of those things.
There is a very dark place.
There's a very dark place.
A very dark place that I entered in the second quarter of the Missouri game in 2009. I looked around the corner and I saw the door to that very dark basement. And I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
You know, I think a big thing here is going to be the first drive back. And I think overall the defense has shown some things. I mean, there's been some decent plays. Killed themselves with a defensive penalty of roughing the passer that allowed Youngstown State, I think, to go down and get their first field goal, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they give up a huge explosive play on a screen down here.
Third and 13 or
third
like
forever,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just can't do that. They're killing themselves. And offensively, they just need to do a much better job of executing. They got to stay on their blocks. I want to see a little bit more Ferg in the second half, finding ways to make it work. It's not working between the tackles right now offensively. And while that is troubling, you know, you're in the second half of the game, say, hey, forget trying to prove a point or figure out what we got. Let's figure something out. So maybe a couple more screens. Saw a really nice play to G-Mo up top. I'd like to see a few more of those. It seemed like he and Lunt were out of sync to begin with. Maybe a little bit of Malik Turner. I don't know if Dudek has gotten a reception yet, has he?
No, he hasn't.
So
Couple to Turner,
working those kinds of things. And I think also one of the things that they had success with that I'd look for them to go back with is, you know, the double tight end formations. When they did that, Youngstown bump down to basically a five-man front where they had a defender over every offensive lineman, and that was where we saw the John Davis touchdown. You know, went to him a couple of times on that. It seemed like Youngstown State had a trouble defending at least one of the tight ends with some of those. So, you know, maybe work some of those, you know, shorter range things, allow somebody like John Davis to just be a grown adult against some of the defenders, and I think you do a little bit of that, and then you take a shot up top, something like that. But you know,
given this emotion,
given
my
dark
place emotion, what do you think we need to see in the second half? Because I think we need to see. I need something in the second.
I think we need to see a lot. I think we need to see. I think we need to see this offense look explosive. That's something we haven't seen. I think that's something that's going to get the crowd back into it a little bit. There's been a lot of talk in the offseason about where the program is and things like that. So I think if this team can come out and get some explosive plays on offense, defensively need some turnover. We're losing the turnover battle right now.
Yep.
Is that correct?
Yep.
1-0.
That's correct.
1-0. So they need to get some turnovers, force some turnovers. And, you know, a lot of it starts with just man-on-man stuff, winning those one-on-one battles, because the Illini are not winning them right now. So, you know, like I see a heavy dose of Ferguson, you know, maybe Riley getting some more of those, you know, using John Davis or, you know, some of the other tight ends kind of in those short routes. Just get, you know, get four or five at a time, work your way a little bit, and then take some shots.
Yeah.
But again, the problem is your passing game, your play-action game to go up top does not work if you're not running the ball effectively.
Yep.
If Youngstown is not concerned about you ripping off 6 yards a pop anytime you want, they're not going to cheat as much.
Okay, so I'm going to believe now. Capital I in the middle. Orange I. I'm going to believe that.
We're 2 quarters into the season.
Deep breaths. Stop. I'm going to get some napkins, and I'm going to wipe all the sweat off. This is great audio, I'm telling you. And then we're going to go 3-and-out. We're going to force a 3-and-out.
Okay.
And then we're going to score on that drive.
Okay.
And then that momentum will carry forward through the season. That's what's about to happen.
That's what needs to happen, because I tell you what, you think you're sweating now? don't want to be in the situation in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, honestly,
if
it's midway,
Youngstown has come to play.
Yes,
no doubt about
and
it.
And I'll just let you know, if it is that situation in the fourth quarter, I would suggest you just move down over there to that seat.
Okay.
Because I'm not a good, enjoyable person to be around. When that dark door is opened.
Okay.
So, just a word of advice.
I appreciate it.
All right, good. All right. That's the end.